Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Caitlin.
And today we have some special guests and very special friends of ours that are joining us on the podcast. This is the first time we're actually having people on the podcast. So go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
All right. I'm Odin.
And I'm Tyr. And I'm kind of flattered, and I feel a little, I don't know, warm and fuzzy inside, even though I give you so much, you know, for being a Clemson fan.
Well, I know you do. Well, I know you do that.
I win. 1 minute.
Oh, no. Let me guess. Y'all had a bet that he would give me crap 1 minute into the to the podcast.
I didn't even take that bet. I already knew it was going to happen. I just couldn't help myself.
Well, but anyways, guys, go ahead and tell us about your podcast, because first of all, I give a shout out to these guys because they're the ones that helped us get our podcast going. And so I kind of owe it to these guys, because who would have thought in a million years I would actually do something like this with me and my wife? And the other thing I want to say, happy birthday to you, by the way.
Hey now, I'm another day older, and well, none the wiser.
Well, no, so I just want you to know that we are honored that you think that we're the reason. We're just glad you found your voice. You know, I have repeatedly said that people need to take back the airways and find their voice and get their message out, regardless of the censorship and the hatred for certain positions. We don't have to agree with you. We deserve that your voice should be heard. We really believe that.
And it's like you said on your guys' last episode, your podcast or anybody's podcast out there, it may not be our cup of tea, but the fact that you listen to it, that's the great thing about it. And
I mean, heck, son, I'm a jack donkey, not a total donkey. And I love it. Like I love watching you come out of your shell, and it's been a journey watching, and I love it.
Yeah.
That's just the pure facts of the matter. Though I'm still trying to figure out how, you know, you and your lovely wife, how you all mesh so well with people like Odin. I mean, I just don't get it.
Odin? Wait. I'm the nice one.
He does have a point there, Tyr. He is the nice one. You're just the...
Okay, wait. Hold on. This is a running joke on our podcast, Tyr. I promise, I will admit, I am the bad guy. But in 5 minutes, everybody will only think of me as the good guy, and you will be the bad guy.
I listened to that episode the other last night, and it was hilarious because it is true. Odin will take the blame for something, and not even 5 minutes later, Tyr will open his mouth. And immediately, everybody will hate Tyr, even though he may have not had anything to do with the issue.
Oh, here's talent. The best part. We did this experiment today where I sit here and I went, because we share a TikTok account. So I went on to the shared TikTok account, and nobody responded, right, in any of the lives, no matter how much I commented and all of that stuff, and joked around inside. Nobody acknowledged it, right? I get off, and he gets on, and everybody's like, "Hi, Tier. How's it going, Tier? Good to see you, Tier."
And I didn't even say anything. It's like we're using the same account. There's no way they know who's actually on the account. But it's like, okay, no, he's just fragging and visible.
It's my superpower.
Gray man activated.
Nope. Permagrade.
Oh man, it's actually funny because it is really true, because I mean that one live you did Tier the first time you came back, nobody knew that Papa Bear was, or excuse me, Odin was in the live, but the second you said something, it was like, how's it going Tier, how you doing? And it's like, you know, Odin's here too, right?
I even said that.
Alright, so the rundown on our podcast is we kind of take the subjects that nobody wants to talk about, but they think in their heads about how crazy the world is. Kind of like you, except we're the explicit version.
You're the Sunday morning and we're the Friday night. Saturday night live.
We're the 6 day sinners, you're the 7 day saints.
Right.
Wait. I just want to see your reaction. I haven't seen your reaction yet.
Oh boy.
That will go down in history.
Oh yes, it will. Hey, Tier, why don't you tell that to our listeners? I mean, I know probably some of them listen to Winter's Call, but for our newer listeners that listen to maybe just ours, tell them that story, because I think our listeners.
No.
There's a clean version. There's a clean version.
All right, go ahead.
I will never go to Walmart again. The end.
Oh, okay. I think.
All right, so I go into Walmart. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, children gather around, because there was a point in history where the crazies only came out at about 3 o'clock in the morning at Walmart. But since Walmart's no longer 24/7, they come out 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I come walking up, minding my own business, as it were, being, you know, just, I was there to get just a couple items. Get up, and all I can see is what can only be described as the Pillsbury Doughboy wrapped in a yellow hazmat suit made for a toddler. Oozing out of the sides. Anyway, unzips the front to grab their credit card. And steam comes flying out. And it was at this point that I decided that no, I am done, I am leaving. Well, apparently it didn't take this thing very long to check out. And all I can hear from behind me is, as this thing is walking or waddling or however behind me. And I could hear it in the parking lot. Just, and I just, no, I'm done. I'm done. If you are a rational, logical human being, you will never step foot in another Walmart. Nope.
I don't fall in any of those categories, so Walmart is still okay with me.
Yeah, but you probably have one of those hazmat suits.
Hey now. Mine's white.
He uses baby powder, so it doesn't go wah, 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 whenever he walks.
I have to wear clothes underneath of it. Holy cow.
Yeah, this wasn't. Okay, remember I said it was the Pillsbury Doughboy in a hazmat suit made for a toddler? There were rips in this hazmat suit. Have you ever, like, whenever you're getting ready to go camping and you want to make pigs on the blanket where you can cook them over the fire, you have the croissants, Pillsbury Doughboy croissants in that little cylinder?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen what happens when one of those gets a little too hot?
Oh, yeah.
And bust out the side. Oozes. Yeah, imagine this, about 6 foot tall, in a yellow hazmat suit, and oozing. I mean, the Pillsbury Doughboy called for a copyright infringement.
Wait a minute. It was it was 6 foot tall? So you're saying it was taller than you, Tier?
Oh, holy sugar shacks.
Had to, sorry.
You lint-licking son of a biscuit.
Well, that didn't take long.
Hey, I didn't cuss. Not yet. He's not trying, though.
There he is. He's trying to see if he can make us break. We promised we'd be nice. Don't push your luck.
I know.
No, I said I promised I'd try to be nice.
Okay, fair.
But, yeah, wait, hold on a minute. This Clemson fan over here pops into our live last night, our first live video podcast, and proceeds to try to bait me with sugar on grits.
Who are you talking about? Was that me?
Yes, you. Was that me? Great, he's doing the sound from TikTok. Am I the drama queen? Is that me? Am I the bad guy? Yes, you're the bad guy.
I mean, I could have had horns holding up my halo when I came into your live last night. I don't know. Oh, wow. My wife says I have horns holding up my halo. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, my friend. My friending. I just want to remind you that you may wear the pants in this relationship, but your wife tells you what color and what style.
Now, it's shorts. Remember, I wear shorts. It could be 32 degrees outside, and I'm still wearing shorts.
Caitlin, how does that make you feel?
I love that reaction. Just the exact phrase.
Sorry, y'all. I just got up from a nap, so I'm kind of out of it.
Oh, trust me. We understand dealing with him for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's been yelling at the TV all day because he's been playing two different games so he got for his birthday. And Addie had told him earlier, she said, calm down, Daddy. Calm down. Even she's tired of his crap.
So, eventually you're going to be getting this package in the mail, Caitlin. I found this cast iron skillet that's literally foot and a half wide.
Okie doke, I'll be waiting for it.
Listeners,
it looks like Captain America's shield. That's how big this thing is.
Listeners, if you ever not hear from us again, or just me, you'll know what happened.
Don't worry. I have been recording your podcast so I can just cut and splice it so nobody will ever know.
Oh, wow.
Who is shooting off fireworks right now?
Our redneck neighbors.
I'm about to get up there and shoot them both. Oh.
Oh, man.
I'm done with this firework crowd.
I'm not kidding you. In our neighborhood, they'll literally do it. Like, for example, 4th of July. They did it 4th of July. The day before 4th of July. Yeah. 4th of July, the day after.
The whole week.
Pretty much the whole week. They must have bought a whole cache of fireworks. Enough to start a war. And just started lighting them off.
That was awful.
I'm looking for the negative things about this.
I mean, they're not negatives. I mean, unless, for example, our daughter woke up at midnight because they were still 1:30 in the morning because the fireworks were still going off. And our dog thinks the apocalypse is happening because she's hiding under the table right now in between us.
All right. You're talking about the apocalypse. You realize, you know, our podcast, both of our podcasts, are literally fueled by the nightmare fuel that is our current society, right?
Right. Which is actually one of the topics we wanted to talk about. Odin and Tyr, you obviously discussed this briefly on your podcast. I can't remember which episode it was, but it was a topic I wanted to talk about, and me and Caitlin wanted to talk about, because it's downright disturbing to think this. So, as you guys are aware, there are churches literally out there, one of them being in Atlanta, that is now requiring the vaccine or proof of vaccination to enter the building. How do y'all feel about that?
Hey, we promised we'd be nice. Don't throw the hard topics right away.
What the fudge sticks?
No, seriously, it is an absolute disgrace. If you are a Christian and you believe in a sovereign God, then why are you cowering over something like this? Seriously. There is no rhyme or reason behind the logic. Every day, a new cacophony of garbage comes from the administration, from the CDC, and from the World Health Organization that gives you contradictory statements. They literally shorten the quarantine period from 10 to 5 days because Delta Airlines said it was impacting their bottom line. But we need to follow the science, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's follow science like, I don't know, let's wait 40 years or 50 years or, I don't know, 75, so for sure that everybody's dead.
Right? That's when they're going to really release their papers on how bad the side effects of the vaccine are.
And
but that's the thing.
And conspiracy theories here, I honestly think they lowered it to 5 days as well because of all the disability claims that they paid out last year because of people having COVID, that because the government wasn't going to pick up the tab no more, they had to make it.
They're broke.
Yeah.
They literally admitted that it was because it was damaging the economy. Nothing says follow the science like follow the buck.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. They'll follow what the money says because, I mean, going back to what I was saying, I got COVID last year and I got paid for 8 days of it. Because after 8 days in the state of South Carolina, you can claim short-term disability, and COVID actually fell within that actual type of disability. They were actually making it a disability claim, and it was basically losing companies money too, so to speak. Because put it this way. Where I work, they were having people out left and right because of the virus. First, they were just paying people. When we got back to work, they were just paying people. And people were taking literally 14 days off from work, not even having the virus. Because they would say, oh, I was exposed to COVID. And then they made it a disability claim. Now, unless you have vacation time to cover in, say, South Carolina, you're pretty much out of luck now.
Because people abuse the system. See, this is why we can't have nice things.
Right? Yeah, that's basically what it was, is one person probably ruined it for everybody. One person got caught actually not having the virus, and that's why my work actually said, no, now you have to show proof that you actually had the virus. And they basically said, you know what, it's actually up to the managers. Well, the problem with that is the managers are, how should you say, worried about keeping the assembly line running. So, obviously, they'll tell you whatever they want to tell you. You could get everybody else sick on the line. As long as the line's running, they could care less, honestly, in my opinion.
Welcome to the reality that we live in. See, it's been a long time coming, but for some reason, we have forgotten that the government works for us. Not the other way around.
Yeah, we've given up our agency in the name of convenience.
Yes, definitely.
And to bring it back to the church, if you believe not, we understand that of all the people here, I'm probably the least religious. It's not that I'm not that I don't believe in a higher power. I believe in God, I believe in the Bible. I just think that adding humans into the mix when it comes to organized religion is a terrible idea. That being said, if you honestly believe in the God of the Bible, the God that could cure all illness, that could feed you, the God that could protect you, then why are you terrified and willing to allow a government to tell you how to worship?
Yeah. It's actually sad to see that, because it's basically people have forgotten what the true, real truth is in Christianity. And that's to love thy neighbor, not by getting a vaccine, but taking care of your neighbor and leading them towards Christ. And by doing this, you are denying a person the right to learn about Christ, the possibility of being saved by Christ. And it's like I've said in my TikTok video, if you are one of these churches, you're not following the teachings of Christ. You're not following the teachings the Bible teaches you. You are following your own agenda, and that's the bottom line. Go ahead, Odin.
Charles Spurgeon used to sit here and walk. We're in the middle of London, in the middle of cholera outbreaks, multiple cholera outbreaks, with the firm belief that a Christian has no reason to fear death, because in death they have everything to gain. He walked amongst the people, he sat here and he healed and he administered, because he believed in a sovereign God, that if it is your turn, then nothing can save you. And if it is not your turn, no virus, no mandate, no demon from hell can stop you from accomplishing your goal if you walk with the Lord. And yet, Christians nowadays look for any possible reason that they can to live in fear. Why? Because it's the easy way.
Yep. And in the long run, you being a pastor, Odin, or used to be a pastor, you know that fear is not believing what God teaches. Fear is not having faith in God.
The Bible literally tells you that I have not given you a spirit of fear. And yet, we live in a society nowadays that is constantly ruled by fear. You have been brainwashed into being afraid of something that has a fatality rate of a survivability rate of 99.994, which means you are more likely to die by being struck by lightning.
You're more likely to die from eating food that you never cooked while being bitten by a shark on dry land.
Shoot, you're...
Wait. While winning the lottery with a ticket you never bought.
That's what I was about to say. You're
being struck by lightning on a clear day.
That's what I was about to say. You're more likely to win the lottery. If that's the case, I didn't even know the number went up from that. So I learned something new today.
Well, here, let's walk down the rabbit hole, Alice.
Uh-oh.
When you realize the CDC and the World Health Organization has acknowledged that PCR tests and most of the other tests actually cannot differentiate between the regular flu, the coronavirus, and any of its variants, and the common cold. When you realize that all these different nations are having to readjust their numbers because they found that they were padded, when you really look at it and you really break it down, it's never been as bad as they've said. But they've blown it up because it's all about control.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're doing is, and what's sad is, I'm going to point something out, and I don't want to anger any of the Christians listening. Understand, if you want to blame somebody, blame me. But we have created a form of feels good, must be right religion. Instead of holding people accountable, instead of following the law of God, we want to reach people. We don't want to offend anybody. It's all love. It's all love. You know, you have to have faith, but faith without works is dead. So I sit here and I'm like, you know, the Bible even tells you to gird yourself in the armor of Christ. yet these people want to gird themselves in this secular bullspit.
Because it's easier to believe that you're a perfect Christian. It's easier to believe that the government is doing what's good for you because it removes your agency and responsibility. I wanted to go help the poor. I wanted to go do good deeds. I wanted to go preach the word of God. But the government says I can't. So I'm not going to. I don't want to be that guy. And people say it all the time. They gave away their agency. They gave away the ability to be an effective church. Why? Because they're afraid of something that has a super low lethality rate, right? Yes, it's infectious, I get it, but so is the common cold. If you look at the percentage of people that died on the earth from 2012 until 2021 numbers aren't out yet, right? 2020, before we had the vaccine, when they locked it down, the percentage of people is still 0.75% of the population. From all of those years, it's still the same, exactly the same percentage of people died in each of those years. So apparently COVID wasn't that bad. I have been awake to the fact that this is a scam for a long time. But the one thing that I use to wake people up more often than any other is the fact that they got you to close down your church on the holiest day of the year for Christians, and that was Easter. Yep. They got you to close it down. They got you to stay home and worry about this virus, this disease. They stopped you from preaching on your holiest of holy days. The resurrection of the Lord, who overcame death, and yet you want to stay home and worry about a virus that's going to make you sick. I get it. It has a lot of comorbidities that cause it to be more dangerous. And the United States is the unhealthiest country on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm going to be the first to admit, me and Caitlin were one of these ones that was, you know, stay home, wear a mask, you know, practice social distancing. And the thing that woke us up the most, Odin and Tyr, was the fact that we still got COVID even after wearing a mask.
And I got it twice, for that matter.
And then Caitlin got it again the following year getting the vaccine because my mother's in poor health.
And my mom has cancer.
And her mom has cancer.
And our grandparents are 94, 90, and 88. And what's your other grandma's age?
90, I believe. Yeah. And that's what woke us up, that it was like, okay, the media is showing all this fear and nothing good. And that's how they're getting you, is by people listening to the media. I've told my parents, I've told her parents time and time again, whatever the media is telling you, quit listening to it.
Well, you don't even have to go that far. You can literally just say, do your own research. Mm-hmm. People who sit here and will use the argument all the time about, you're not a doctor, you don't get to speak on it. Where do you think the doctors are getting their information? From the internet. From medical journals, the same place that you can get it from. It is a straw man argument to make you feel inferior and shut up. Refuse to shut up.
Exactly.
And Justin, I'm going to be honest with you. I sympathize with your case about how, you know, you were initially in fear because of all of this stuff. But it is not, as a Christian, you are offered a chance of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with fear. You have a second choice. Yes, you are ultimately in fear, but you woke up and now you fight against it. And that is the important thing.
And I will tell our listeners, yes, I got the vaccine. But I am not suggesting it for anybody else because of the underlying issues I've had since I had the vaccine. And as I keep telling you guys, when I hear someone else dies from the vaccine, I got lucky. I am very lucky. God is watching out for me because obviously he has a message for me to spread about the wrongs of this vaccine. And the fact that they're talking about trying to force it on people is absolutely wrong. And it's one of those things that it's literally a ticking time bomb. Because all it's going to take is someone to go to the wrong house and try to force the vaccine on somebody. And that's it. You have a war.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but if you pay attention to the news cycle that's happening right now in Europe, Germany just had one of their main people who's really into forced vaccinations currently take over presidency of the G7. He goes into office today. And the very first words out of his mouth were mandatory compulsory vaccines.
Mm.
That's in Europe. It's coming here. Look at New York.
Yeah.
It's coming. And it's coming hard.
Oh, yes. It's definitely coming. And it, you look at New York, and you basically see what Australia was dealing with just not even a couple months ago. Their government's literally going into places, and if you're not vaccinated, you're being arrested and being put in what they call, how you say it, vaccination camps? Or how is it said, Odin?
What?
Well, we won't say concentration camps, but we can, but what are they calling
it? Isolation camp where they are concentrating.
Right?
They're isolation camps.
Isolation
camps. And initially the story came out and said, oh, it's just for people who are from outside of the country. And yet we get a story that says, I was at my home, I tested negative, and they still came to my house. They still came because it's not about the vaccine.
Because here's...
Or it's not about, yeah.
Here's like you said, if this vaccine worked like it did, they wouldn't have to force it on anybody. Everybody would be willing to take it.
If the vaccine was as effective as they were saying, then they wouldn't have had to change the definition of vaccine,
right,
to make it fit.
Right.
That's
right. And here's the other side, and this will lead us into our next topic. So, Caitlin and I, obviously my birthday was this week. Caitlin and I went with family to restaurants. You're talking about hours upon hours of wait. Why? Not because they're a full restaurant. Because they are understaffed. And the reason why is because the government keeps handing out this unemployment check without having any type of merit to hand it out. How do you guys feel about that? Because basically that's the economy crashing right there. Because now you have people going restaurant to restaurant till they can find the right wait time to go eat.
Well, the situations are linked. They have taken away people's agency. They don't have to work. They can sit on their butts. They don't have to do anything that they don't want to do. And because of this, they're going to sit here and just sit there, and they're going to collect the check until the money runs dry, economy collapses, and their pronouns are changed to was, then were.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Caitlin, how do you feel about that? Because you were more angry than I was that day that we went into a restaurant and it was like an hour and a half wait, and there were hardly anybody in the restaurant.
That's crazy because we had... six adults and one child, and so they considered her. I mean, she could sit on any of our laps, you know. So she didn't need really to have a seat. But They counted her as a seventh person, and they told us that we had to wait.
And there were even some restaurants we would go to over in Tier that literally had a sign on the door. If you're more than six in a party, we cannot serve you due to understaffing issues.
Well, having worked in the business before, it doesn't take much to end up with understaffing. But the biggest thing is everybody wants to stay home. Nobody wants to actually work. Nobody wants to do anything. Because why? Why would they be bothered?
Yeah. I mean, do we feel like that's part of the unemployment? The minimum wage rate, or just people just listening to what the government's saying and saying stay home?
Well, let me ask you this. If you could stay home and make $600 more than what you did, would you?
Well, to be perfectly honest here, I was last year because I was on furlough from, well, not last year, 2 years ago. It's hard to believe 2020 was 2 years ago now. I was literally sitting and collecting a unemployment check because I was furloughed from my company. And was
it? Furlough is different than, hey, if you can stay home, stay home.
Yeah, but it was one of those things. I was getting that $700-$800 check every week, and usually that was a two-week pay period, pretty much. And it ended up being more in 2 weeks. It was like, shoot, I enjoy doing this, and them paying the insurance and all.
And that's the issue right there.
Yeah. It wasn't to this point, to the point that when I got back to work and realized that we were way understaffed at our job because people were still sitting at home collecting that unemployment check, it was like, okay, this is kind of getting ridiculous. Because it was making work twice as hard because we didn't have enough people to run jobs.
But you understand it, right?
Yeah. I understood it then because it was like, okay, this doesn't make sense anymore. Why am I having to run the same two jobs every single day? Oh, it's because such and such is sitting at home collecting an unemployment check because they don't want to come back to work.
Welcome to reality. It's a sad thing, and I don't mean that bad. But it's a sad thing when you can get paid more. It's like what Odin has said multiple times, and it's kind of rubbed off on me a little bit. But when 51% of people realize that they can make the other 49 pay for whatever they want, well, you're looking at it. We've been generational on welfare, unemployment benefits, people getting on disability fraudulently, to the point where we reward people who do that because they vote right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no different now. It just expedited the process.
Yep. And it's sad to see because it's not even in the restaurant business anymore. It's in the retail business. We'll talk about your favorite place here. We went to Walmart one night. We went to Walmart one night and two registers open, kind of normal, but now they are turning people away because, oh, well, we have too many people in the store. Okay, then have more cashiers so you can get them out. Well, we can't hire any more cashiers. What are you talking about? You know? And, I mean, you would even look at, for example, your grocery stores. Your grocery stores used to have at least 3 to 4 cashiers at night. Now they're down to 1 or 2 because of COVID, they say. And it's actually hurting their business because people are literally dropping their stuff and walking out the door because they don't want to stand in line for 20 to 30 to 40 minutes because only 2 cashiers can take people at a time.
I don't blame anybody from walking out.
No.
No.
I am one of those people that I absolutely despise the self-checkout. unless you're going to give me an employee discount, then you're going to ring up my grocery.
Right.
Because that's your job. And if you're going to sit there and stand there and look at me when I have a question, why do you expect me to care about your plate? I get it. It's not the way I'm supposed to think, but I can't help it. It just upset me so much.
Yeah, exactly. Tier, how you feel about that situation, too?
I said it years ago, and I'll say it again, but we have allowed ourselves the technological advances and sheer apathy and laziness that has been ingrained from our educational experience that computers will replace us all. The fact that people don't want to work is why you have so many self-checkouts. Like, I walked into Kroger. There are 13 aisles, or 13 cash registers, right? And then another 10 to 15 self-checkouts. Not a single cashier.
Yeah.
Not a single one. People don't want to work. And it's not like I blame the corporations for doing it in a lot of regards. I mean, if people don't want to work, you've got to find out a way. But all these people harping about raise the minimum pay to $15 an hour, I don't think they realize they could be replaced by a computer.
Easily.
Why do you think illegal immigration has become so hardcore in America? Because they found out they could get these people to come in, and as long as they give them enough shelter, they can work them like dogs for a fraction of the price they would pay in America to do the same job.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I used to be in retail, and it used to be self-checkout was the...
Look, selling hand-me-down knickknacks from Clemson is not retail.
I worked at Bilo.
Well, I did too.
Caitlin worked at Bilo too. I worked there for 9 years, and self-checkout was the last resort. You always would look at cashiers. Now it looks like self-checkout's the first resort, and cashiers, whenever we can get to them.
Well, you should tell about that cashier that we had an issue with at Walmart.
And here's the thing, because these workers are overworked now, they're starting to get attitudes that basically customer service is the last call. And I think there's no excuse for it, but I can also see where they're coming from. They're working long hours and getting paid the same amount while, someone's at home sitting and collecting that unemployment check because they're scared of COVID.
Look, there's a bigger issue than people staying home. It's the fact that you have a government right now that is telling people who work without a vaccine, without anything, that thank you for your service, but because you are unvaccinated, you are diseased, and you need to stay home, and we have the right to fire you. That is a much bigger issue than people sitting on their ass because they're lazy.
Yeah. And, that's true because my company's even, there's a rumor going around in my company that sometime this year, they're going to start requiring people to show vaccine status or get tested weekly for the virus. And you have to pay for it on your own dime.
The test that the CDC just said doesn't do anything?
Yeah, that's why that's the funny thing about it. My company's talking about this, and it's like, well, you are having trouble keeping people working. Just imagine how it's going to be when, for example, the CDC has said this. How are they going to go get tested now?
They also said that even if the PCR tests work, right? Now let this sink in your head. Even if those PCR tests could accurately diagnose it, they told people not to use the PCR test, not because they're flawed, but because it can show a positive reaction for 22 weeks.
That's the craziest thing I heard about, too. It's like, really? That long? And
welcome to the new normal.
Yeah.
And if you think that 2022 is going to be any better, I have a big surprise for you.
Well, I'm not one for surprises, but I would love to hear what this is.
They gave you Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Just let that sink in. They gave you Christmas because they know what's coming. They're going to lock you down hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep you locked down until the foreseeable future, till you give up your agency. Even though they admit that the vaccines aren't 100% effective, even though they admit that the vaccines are having issues, even though they admit all of these things, they're still pushing for the vaccines. In China, they are locking people in their homes and shaming them if they leave their home. Shaming them to go get food. If you ever thought it was about health, imagine a society in which its government tells them that they're not allowed to leave for food. And explain to me how that is about health.
Well, for example, Australia had cases of this Omicron virus, and if they're saying it's about the unvaccinated, then how are people in Australia who are locked in their homes getting the virus? It's one of those things that it's like our president has waged a war against supposedly the unvaccinated. Why don't you also look at the vaccinated ones? Because they're the ones that could be spreading this so-called virus.
Okay, look. I'm done sugarcoating crap. All right, here's the simple thing. The vaccinated are more dangerous than the unvaccinated for a couple of reasons. They're not required to wear a mask. They're not required to socially distance. They can get out and mingle. And if this disease, since they can catch it, even though they have it, and they basically it makes it milder symptoms, or in some cases makes them asymptomatic, they don't show that they're carrying it, they infect everybody else. Eventually, you're going to contract it, and that person that ends up getting it may not have an immune system as strong as yours, probably because they've had more boosters. But they're going to end up, they don't have any restrictions, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Omicron is what, 96% of all the Omicron in several, and I'm thinking, was it Denmark? I never remember off the top of my head.
95.56% of all of the cases in Denmark of people in the hospital are vaccinated.
Yep.
Oh, it gets even better. Kamala Harris sit here and openly admitted on a news conference, and I'll share it in the chat here later, that all of the people who are dying are vaccinated. Which is why everybody needs to be vaccinated. Ow.
Right? It just makes you go, what?
That hurt just to say it.
as that TikTok video says, red flag. Definite red flag right there. But let's get into our last topic, shall we? So I was reading on the news, reading on Facebook last night, and News4... our local news popped up, and in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they are taking old blood samples from children and testing them to see if they had COVID in the past. First of all, why? Second of all,
it gives them the ability to sit here and prove that this is more dangerous and more widespread than we ever thought. It's fear. That's why.
Yes.
So they can sit there and be like, "Ha, told you, kids were getting it." Well, the fact is, even if the kids were getting it, they apparently are, you know, not very much affected by it.
Yeah.
It's like chicken pox.
Yes. Did you have a chicken pox party when you were growing up?
No. I got it when I was in foster care.
See, I got it through my brother, but a lot of my friends, when someone had chicken pox, they would go over to their house. So everybody in that group would get chicken pox and get rid of it right away.
That was a common practice when I was growing up.
Yeah.
That was a common practice.
You've had the
I never got it.
You never got
chicken pox? Me or my two brothers. We've never had it.
But didn't you have that chicken pox shot or something?
My mom did do that for us.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing, and I want to let our listeners know, we are not anti-vaccine on every vaccine. We are anti-vaccine on this vaccine. And by...
Speak for yourself.
Oh, so you are anti-vaccine.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm becoming more and more anti-all vaccines after watching them push this. I wasn't until this happened.
I wasn't anti-vaccine. And I believe that there's still good that can happen from vaccines. But at this point, my blind acceptance to... Do you realize that children in the United States get vaccinated on a rate that is four times that of the rest of the world?
Yeah, I think you said we have, like, by the time it's all said and done, 63 vaccines almost?
72.
Yeah. Wow.
So, the vaccines that they tell us, oh, we have to get at this point, I question everything now. I wasn't anti-vaccine, and I believe the government. But after this whole fiasco, nope, I will do research on everyone, and I will pick and choose each one.
Mm-hmm.
I started to wake up when they started to push that HPV vaccine for boys because they could give the HPV disease to women, their sexual partners when they grew up, and I went, well, I don't want to do that. And then I started to do research, and they pulled it off the market, and it was because they sit here and it was causing cancer and death. And I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that no more.
And see, that's the thing I don't understand about this vaccine. We've already got cases proven that this vaccine causes death in some extreme cases, obviously, but it does cause death. Johnson & Johnson was causing blood clots. Why were they not pulled off the market when they first had the first case? I mean,
you say extreme cases. I say it happens more often than you think. And they are sitting here and hiding it. If you go look at the VAERS records, there's over a million cases right now of adverse effects. And they are covered up and ignored by the media because, one, you can't do anything against the vaccine companies. They'll censor your speech. They'll come after you. They'll attack you for every little thing underneath the sun, simply to keep you quiet. If that doesn't make you think that you're being lied to, then you got bigger problems.
Yeah. And the thing, well, like I said, why hasn't this one been pulled off the market? I mean, for crying out loud, they pulled the bird flu vaccine off the market when it caused over, what was it, 1,000 deaths?
Swine flu.
It wasn't even that amount.
There were 25 negative reactions to the swine flu.
Swine flu,
excuse me. They pulled it off of the market. 25. We have already caused the spontaneous abortion and stillbirth of over 4,000 children. And yet, we have news anchors who get on the news and tell us that if we care about our fellow man and if we should love our neighbor, then we should get this vaccine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you got churches, even churches saying on marquees, love thy neighbor and get vaccinated. I mean.
Kiss the darkest part of my lily white apricot.
I was wondering how that one was going to come out.
By the way, Odin, you lost the bet. You actually said ass earlier in the podcast.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Ass is in the Bible. So you can kiss my ass.
You can kiss my donkey.
we got Caitlin over here fired up too.
Because you won't shut up.
Well, do you want to say something, sweetheart?
No, I'm good.
I'm telling you, brother, there's no winning.
There's not. I know that. But the one thing I can say about me and Caitlin's marriage, at least, is 100-100 and not 50-50, at least.
Well, there's days.
Wow.
Oh,
boy.
I mean, I hate to tell you this, but you might be in a little bit of trouble.
I don't think so. I've been nice to her
He's
today.
Like, it's not the first time, won't be the last.
I'm not saying a word. You know me. I need to...
Smart man.
I sometimes need to open my mouth and insert my foot sometimes just to shut myself up.
No, that's
a negative connotation. That is so much more than two.
Oh. Okay.
You're not supposed to do that.
Honey, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, she can be a feisty one sometimes.
So often.
Do what?
Nothing.
But anyways,
I don't know why you're trying to save him. He's just doing a miraculous job of his own right over there.
I'm trying to save myself.
We're supposed to be his brothers, which means we
hold on.
The line of fire.
Okay, hold on. I don't know what family dynamic you come from, but in my family, the brothers are the one giving you the most crap. So,
fair.
So we're the ones sitting over there recording, giving your wife the encouragement. Like, no, you have to use a wrist motion when you hit him in the head with the... World star.
Oh my goodness.
Alright, fair. I get it.
Plus I want to survive too. I'm not making that lady angry.
She is a sweet lady though. We gotta admit that. She's a very sweet lady.
Wait, hold on. I need to consult my wife. Honey, am I ever supposed to call you a lady? Like a sweet lady?
Oh boy.
Well, you just...
I just keep digging a hole, don't I?
You're really good at it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm good at something there.
Just remember that at some point that hole you're digging becomes a grave. Just saying.
just warning you there.
Well, if
just
I can't.
Because we care.
I'll tell you this. If I get close to 6 feet, I'll start digging the other way at least.
Make it wider? Do you want more room in your grave? I'm just asking.
Well, no, not really. Kaylin, you want to say anything?
She's like, don't drag me into this. You're doing just fine, crucifying yourself.
I love you. Oh no.
I've been working on the rail.
Well, I think we'll end this episode here. Catch us on our next episode.
He might not make it to the next one, but okay.
Listeners, pray for me that I make it to the next episode. But
I'm just kidding. I give him crap every day,
I'm not going to say a word about that.
That's what I love and life should.
Slowly but surely.
Not fast enough. Sorry, did I say that out loud? That wasn't supposed to be out loud. My bad.
Well, as always, I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And y'all have a good one. Bye. Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.